All athletes like the really good tests. Is this as good a test as you're going to have this early in the season?
Yeah, I think it's a good measuring stick for sure. They've certainly been playing real well, and they're one of the premier teams in the league, and they have a lot of different ways they can hurt you. So, we're looking to come into this game and show that we can play with one of the best teams in the league.
What really catches your attention when you take a look at them for the first time coming in here?
Well, I think they're built a lot like us. They get contributions, not just from one or two guys, but throughout their lineup, and they're real dangerous on the power play, just like us. And they got a back end that can move and get up in the rush, and they have a real strong goalie, Vasilevsky. I think in his return, he had an unbelievable game. So, they have incredible depth. They have a lot of speed and a lot of skill. So it's going to be important that we try and limit their time and space, and really just make sure that we're disciplined. Their power play can turn a 2-1 game to a 4-1 game real quick.
Your line's done a really good job at going up against the other team's best. What's it been like, though, to have Matthew Perreault putting these pucks in like he has as of late, too?
Yeah, well, it's important that we go out there and, anytime we can try and keep their team's top line or their second line off the board, it bodes well for our team. And, anytime we can get contributions from our line is huge. And, he's a bit of a streaky player, so when he gets on a roll, you try and ride it as long as you can, and he's certainly been playing really well the last few games, and it's nice to see some of the pucks going in for him.
He's kind of more known as a skill guy originally. Does he fit into a more of a grinding role as well?
Well, I think you see his skill come out on the power play, and when he's got a lot of time and space, but a lot of the plays that he creates are through hard forecheck. He's real tenacious on the puck, and he kind of never leaves you alone, never leaves you, allows you a clean breakout pass, and he disrupts a lot just kind of with his movement and his tenacity. So I think that kind of really meshes well. He's similar to Copper. They're both real smart two-way players, and they kind of both complement me and Rusty real well, that they kind of add that skill component to our line.
What's it like for you, Adam? Last two wins have come in overtime, you and some of the set guys that do play and don't play in OT at 3-on-3, but what's it like when you have the best seat in the house, and what's your mindset when that unfolds, those 3-on-3 sessions?
Get ready for round 13. It's a lot of fun. I think going into overtime, the only thing I'd be really going on the ice for is if we take penalties. So I don't want to say you can relax and take a deep breath, but you certainly can enjoy it. There's so much skill on display. You see in Edmonton, they're throwing out Nurse and McDavid and Draisaitl, and we have Scheif, Wheels, and JMO, and then the next night we're throwing out the same three, and then the Hawks are throwing out Keith, Taze, and Kane, and you just get to see the skill and the creativity of the players. And I don't want to say it's good to trade chances, but it's always exciting. So to be down at ice level for that, it's always enjoyable, and it's nice that we've kind of been able to get the wins in the last couple.